Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Good evening, everybody. And then firstly, I would like to thanks to all of you. And then last week, and I went to my hometown. All of you are very good in here, no problem. No fighting, no talking. This is true or not? This true? Half. yes, good. Not. Cannot tell lying, okay? So that, but anyway, you know, and you didn't give any problem in this and that, and also you have been trying so hard, so I feel very appreciate and thanks to all of you. Some people practice very sincerely. They have promised me before I go, we don't want to talk. But you didn't keep your promise, so you are good person or bad person, because you never keep your promise. Your precept, your promise. Good or bad? Yeah. You are very bad. Who talk a lot, talking a lot. So you know yourself, okay? I don't know why you like to talk so much. What is the reason you like to talk? I don't know. For me, it's very tired to talk. You know, I just want to be quiet, want to meditate, want to be quiet, but I don't have opportunity to practice in this way. So I can get the, like a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, no need to do interview, I can practice myself. I feel very happy. It's, you know, very good energy from silent of your mind, silent of your body. So you can get some kind of concentration and peaceful mind. How beautiful. Understand? So trying to be quiet about your mind, they're only good for your practice and also will improve your meditation. That's the reason Buddha always emphasize about Nibbana. Now we are practicing for the Nibbana, okay? Do you want to go to the Nibbana? So you cannot talk in Nibbana. Nobody there, okay? You cannot find anybody. So you had to be, even yourself had to be disappear, nothingness in the Nibbana. Who want to practice to become, who want to go to Nibbana? You really need to be let go of yourself, need to let go of your friend or who you love, anybody. You cannot get any kind of your self concept, you know? Trying to let go day by day. Now, more than 1 month, the retreat. So must be more quiet, more sincere, more practice, and more let go of your ego. I don't have my body. I don't have my friend. Only what? Nama and Rupa. That's only you will be right, and you will know what is impermanent, suffering, nonsense. Then only you really, we can believe that you are practicing for the Nibbana. Because you like to be quiet, you don't want to make it noise, and you don't want to make it with any problems, and you don't want to attach on your body, then you are really sincerely practice for the Nibbana, for the peace, for the quiet. Then only I can see your meditation improve. Although you are practicing Nama Rupa or Vipassana or dependent origination, and you are like to talk a lot and gossip a lot, how can I believe your meditation is good? Cannot tell that you are good meditators. Understand? So the behavior, the character and the behavior from your heart, from your mind. So we can see from your behavior how about your improvement for your meditation and your mind. We only have around 30 days of the retreat. So within these 20 days, you have to try hard. And then it's a very good opportunity to be here, you know. So next, you want to continuously practice also. Very difficult for the continuously want to do a retreat because my body also not so good. Even next retreat, I have to cancel because I feel very, very tired, especially in the evening, I feel very tired. So during retreat, I want to get good response patchy, but I don't do, I can't do a good response way. I don't like to open, so I had to be think very carefully. So I also apologize to all of you. I cannot come every day and practice with you all. You know, so now very good chance. So I'm putting a lot of energy for doing interview. So need to try hard. So interview time, any problem, any questions, so I try my best to support. So next time you want to see me, it was very difficult. When I'm close, I don't think so and can talk. I want to talk to anybody. So that's the reason I wanted to encourage. It's now beautiful time, very good time. So you need to practice very hard. No, because I like to bring to all of you, especially all of you are very, very good. You have been trying so hard and you're trying your best. But my intention also, when I push too hard, because I want you to get some good result from this retreat. I want you to be happy from this retreat. That's the reason. That's the reason I have to push too hard. So now we have been trying from the beginning. We have started to practice Anapanasati. So some people easily get concentration. Some people are very trying so hard. So some people start to get bright light. Okay. So for the beginner, you need to relax. We have been telling you many times, when you concentrate on the breathing, make it natural breath, don't push too hard, don't worry about other people's result. Oh, they got the jhana already, why I not yet get, don't get the kind of feeling and emotion that is very dangerous for your practice. So we just concentrate on our own meditation, our self object. What is our own meditation? The object of the breathing. Trying to be happy with your breathing, trying to be adjust yourself, how you feel while you're breathing. Sometimes your breath is very soft, very smooth, and also the mind is very quiet, slowly, slowly. Easily can fall to the bhavanga. You know, already bhavanga is dropped to the unconscious, lost the object of the breathing. That is not so good for your concentration and absorption. So when you feel that the breath is too slow and too soft, make it a little bit quick and a little bit clear. So sometimes the breath movement is very short and very quick. So you feel uncomfortable with the breathing. Also we can adjust. Breathe slowly and relax. Make it slow breath. Then after for a while, the breath becomes long. You feel that and also the mind is soft. Then easily can adjust in this way. So we need to take in care. Our mind need to take in care of our object of the breathing on it. Nothing else. Don't worry about what is other people done or what they are practice. Just concentrate on our own object. Then only you will be happy and you can get concentration easily from Anapana. And sometimes the nature of our minds, if within 1 month you cannot get result what you want, so you can get a kind of unhappy feeling and you're not happy with the breathing object and you feel dislike feeling, unhappy feeling, upset. There is also kind of emotion. When the kind of upset feeling happen, very difficult to get concentration. So we need to change some kind of meditation object. So we can do the loving kindness meditation. Today I really explain how to practice for loving kindness. You can try loving kindness meditation, or sometimes you also can contemplate that. 10 kinds of anusati. Anusati for contemplation about Buddha quality, the Dhamma quality, Sangha quality, Sangha me Arya Sangha, the quality. Every night we have been chanting, Iti Viso Bhagava, you know, there is Buddha quality, and Dhamma Sangha. So we also can contemplate and make you until you feel happy. Trying to chant, oh, the Buddha have been trying so hard in the past, you know, so we have respect to the Buddha. That's the reason we are practicing here, trying to be happy with the quality of the Buddha. And Buddha is really pure person, no defilement. We are trying, following Buddha way of practice. We are practicing. Then can get Buddha or not, doesn't matter. Okay, so at least we respect and we have been trying what he has been teaching us to letting go of our defilements. We are trying day by day, day by day, not to get unwholesome thought, greed, anger, delusion. We don't want. So that is the reason we are meditating every day, every day, every day. So this is the reason with the way we can contemplate and try to be happy with Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha quality. Also, I hope that can make you happy. Even you practice Buddha quality, but you are still not happy or get angry, that is not really good for your practice. Make it happiness from that energy. And also, if you don't feel good with Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha quality, and an easy one also you can try that the generosity, the quality of dana, and contemplating about generosity, also one kind of meditation object too. So whatever you have done with your wholesome thought, and then happily you're doing dana for the and then monks and nuns and the center or the poor people or everywhere you might done, you have been done so many times for generosity, dana. So you're trying to contemplate in this way and also trying to be happy. The sample you have been offered for the road, for the walking path. So you can see, so after that you can walk on there, you can meditate. Are you meditating or talking in the on the road? Huh? Evening, go and talk or go and meditate there? Huh? Walking meditation or talking meditation? This is also, anyway, when you look at it, by your dana, and done by your dana, so trying to be happy. So anyway, you are talking about when you look at it, when people are sincerely meditating, walking meditation there, how beautiful. You have been creating a lot of good karma for yourself, you know? And also very good karma for the others, for the other practice. So trying to be happy, trying to be contemplating in the dana, generosity of, and then for the generosity, we call that, and dana, contemplating about dana. So then after that, if you can get happiness from there, can get some kind of neighborhood or the concentration from there. If not, you want to come back to the anapanasati, apply happiness of your practice, then you easily can get concentration too. So please try to do that. And also in the room, don't talk too much. Sometimes talking and then you can hear from the next door, no? The next room. So then you can see people can come and then report to us. So you should know how is your... and your practice, okay? And also please try to clean your room, okay? The next day we will come and check every room and also dwell there and keep it your thing. Don't make it like a mountain, everything, no? So if not necessary, don't go and buy. Very busy in the office, no? So just whatever you need, buying for necessary things. Don't the food okay for you?
Yes.
So don't go and buy so many biscuits, okay? So I will come and check in the room. If too much, I will bring back to the dana salon and share with all of you. Good or not? So better hide probably. How about how? Okay, good. So be careful. You know, so yes, because you like to buy, you have to think, oh, next day what I should order, what I should order. Not really meditating, you know, sitting and planning for buying things. Next year, I don't allow you to buy anything, okay? Busy in the office too, you know. Isn't that great? Have to go out and buy up and down, no? So there's a priest trying to control your mind, trying to make it simple, no? Okay, and also why not? You just think that you cannot concentrate. Every day I have been giving the precept, a precept. And trying to be happy for what you have done. Every day I have been giving the precept. Oh, I'm very happy for contemplating. Oh, I don't kill any beings, you know, even insect. And trying to keep it precept and all the precept you can contemplate in this way. After thinking, contemplating about that, you will get some of happiness. Well, I have made a lot of wholesome karma for today. So trying to feed in this way. Then it can get neighborhood rajana, and then also good for your concentration. It is better than buying things, no? And also sometimes you also can contemplate the nervousness. As is the contemplating about the quality of deva or deities. Why they can get good life? We can tell that they also had good life because of they have been given the 5 precepts or 8 precepts in the previous lifetime. So that quality, so we also can contemplate that. If you want to go to the heaven, you have to keep the precepts. You must doing good things. Then only I also will, one day I also will go, can go to the heaven. In this way, trying to be happy. And also mostly their mind is more pure than the human beings. Are you agree about that? Yes. A bit different, you know? So the human being is changes too much. And then sometimes good, sometimes no good. And many things, a lot of jealousy, a lot of greed. So many things with unwholesome energy, you know? Dewa also have jealousy, but not so strong as human beings, you know? And also in the heaven, you don't need to cook. Very good. Whatever you want to eat, ready for you. Everything is ready and a good life, good condition. The weather is good, not too hot and not too cold, but it's a very nice feeling. So there is reason. If you really want to go to the heaven, you need to contemplate about the quality of how to practice the quality of life. No? And also number 7, anusati, contemplating of the peace of Nibbana. This is also very good. But you are not yet practice anti Sotapan, one Sritana, non Sritana, and Arahant. So that's reason very difficult to feel a Nibbana object. Who already practice anti one's Sotapan, Sagragan, Anagan, and Arahant? The kind of people only they understood that what is a Nibbana object. The peace of Nibbana. So for them, it's really can focus about the peace of Nibbana feeling. But not for the normal people. Although we don't know about Nibbana, you don't know about Nibbana object, doesn't matter. Just trying to contemplate what the Buddha has been talking to us in Nibbana. No nama, no rupa, no cause and no effect. That is a kind of peace. And trying to contemplate about the peace of Nibbana in this way also. If really can feel it's better, if cannot, just trying to contemplate and then the quality and the one Buddha has been teaching us, then slowly, slowly make you happiness feeling from there also. This is also kind of contemplating too. Now, so number 8, contemplating of the maranusati. Maranusati means contemplating about one day we have to die, recognition of that. No? So one day we have to die, and that is sure things. No? Definitely we have to die. Don't know when. Do you know when you will die? Yes. Yes, so that's the reason. Buddha always encourage us to think that, you know. And some people think that, oh, next year I can die also. And some people, oh, next month I can die. And sometimes, oh, tomorrow also I can die. Another 1 hour also can die. Within, when you eat breakfast or lunch time, also during eating time also can die. How about breathing? One breath to another breath. In and out breath within this short breath also can die. Correct or not? The next breathing also can die, you know? So anyway, that is very sure things. We don't know when only, okay? So, but we need to contemplate very soon we can die. Anytime we can die. So that is sure thing. So when we contemplate about maranusati, contemplating about that, make you a lot of worry. Why worry? People love themselves, don't want to die easily, quickly. Correct or not? Do you love yourself? Answer, yes. Love or not? Okay, everybody love themselves, don't want to die. Want to stay over 100 years old, okay? If can. So many people like to stay, like to be a long life, don't want to get short life. And also trying to be, want to be a healthy life. You know, everybody is in this way. So once start to think about one day I have to die, very soon I have to die. So people start to go, after dying, where I shall go? Do you know where you are going after you die? Okay, tomorrow you might die. Tonight also can die, okay? So tonight you die, tomorrow where you are going? immediately you have to go somewhere, not tomorrow, okay? So where you will go? Do you know? Don't know. Do you think you can go back to Singapore, Malaysia, or your own country, Taiwan? Do you think that? Do you think? Not sure. It's dangerous for you, okay? So who can see their future is very sure, oh, this is my destination. After I die, I will go to the heaven. I will go to the, and then in anywhere, human or animal, or they can see it. So it's a beautiful thing for us to practice. We need to make it clear where you want to go, where and can really go or not for that place. No? So that's really, every day we need to contemplate before you sleep. Oh, day by day, now the time passes very quickly. I'm getting old, we're getting young. Every day getting old. Time is passing. So how is my practice? How is my future? And also because of that kind of contemplating, we can let go of our attachment or our properties. You know that when you die, all the properties you have to let go, whatever you have. All the things you have to let go. All the family, how much you have loved them, also still you have to let go. So once you know reality about what will happen, you will start to get scared and fear and a lot of worry. That's reason, oh, I don't have time. Now I have time. I must try hard. I must practice sincerely on my meditation. I don't want to waste my time. Then only will improve on your meditation. If not, oh, never mind. Never mind, huh? And at the end of the retreat, never mind, then never improve. Don't do that. Contemplate every night before you sleep. Then only make you alert. Sorry. If every night you practice in this way, because of the practice, you're very familiar with that kind of knowledge and understanding. So one time, this is in the future, in the near future or far, it doesn't matter. It's in your family, someone may die, your beloved have to separate from you. And then someone is depart from you. Because of your understanding and your knowledge, you can accept it. You don't be so upset and you don't be broken heart. You know, if you never practice, if your family member is passed away or then depart from you, you cannot take it. You will cry and you will get very upset. Why this thing happened to me? Why this thing happened to me? And you tell it many days you have to cry, many days you have a lot of sorrow, pain, lamentation. It is true. Because you never expect what happened to me in this way. And if you want to hold it, your family member with you all the time until you die. You don't want to let them die and before you die. After you die, okay. After you die, they also don't want to care about you also, okay? Don't forget about that. So you think that they love you, but actually they also love themselves, okay? Don't trust anybody. So you just trying to contemplate in this way. That's the reason you can accept easily on any condition about depart from each other without upset, without worry. There is the Dhamma, there is the nature. Oh, we have to accept. Because his time is right, he is going. After that, my turns to go. So I had to make it ready for me too. Prepare for my coffin. Correct or not? So please try to think that way to make you a lot of help. Slowly, at the beginning, you might get scared from that contemplating. And then slowly you feel happy. You will get kind of happiness feeling from that understanding and that kind of contemplating. A lot of joy, a lot of happiness because of that is the true things. So we can accept, we can understand, we can slowly we'll be happy. Then can get and then neighborhood or the jhana too from that happiness. Number 9, contemplating is contemplating about 32 parts of body. Is it also the true understanding? If you now cannot see inside, doesn't matter. Trying to contemplate one by one, trying to think, oh, my body, in the whole body, is this that my head hair, my body hair, the nails, teeth, and the skin, and also all the organs, heart, liver, and then kidney, all the organs are inside my body. It's my body actually is only the group of the organs, only 32 parts of body. And trying to contemplate one by one, repulses net. And on your head, you like it very much about your hair. You think that beautiful hair? Ha! Ha! Beautiful hair? We don't have hair, we cannot have beautiful, okay? So many people are very attached to their hair. Correct or not? They have been spending so much money. If you shave their hair, they think that very ugly. So many people don't like to shave. They want nice design and beautiful color, different color. Spend so much money for that because of attachment to your head. You don't really believe that your head is repulsive. If you really want to try, you can test. Okay, just pull off your from your skin. Okay, pull off your hair, a few hair, and put it when somebody eat in front of you. Go and put in their plate. What do they do with you? They will scold you immediately. What are you coming to me? Why come and put in my plate? Correct or not? It is true?
Yes.
Or do they tell you thank you? Do they get angry with you? Because people look at it, your hair is very repulsive. It is true?
Yes.
Yes. So don't think that my hair is beautiful. Think that our hair is repulsive. Dirty. And the body hair, the nail, in your many colors, design, many design nowadays, don't know why is the, our modern is very, after modern we are, we don't know what is it. Sometimes we saw that, many things in the end. They have so much time to do it, no? So there's sometimes we contemplate that we just think that it's people love themselves so much, you know? This way, they have been spent so much time for their beauty. They were taking care of their beauty, a lot of money, a lot of times. So at some time, I was thinking, oh, I feel very pitiful for them. Understand? Don't think necessarily will tell you are very beautiful. Okay, I will tell them, oh, they have spent so much money, and so they never use wisdom to contemplate how to do it on their time. So because we don't know what is the reality, that's the reason Buddha encouraged us to practice that, trying to look at it inside what is really is by concentration, so we know that our heart, liver, intestine, feces, urine, all are very dirty. So once you know that, when you contemplate that, can let go of our attachment to ourselves and to the others who you love. Just look at that 32 part only. So easily can let go. Very beautiful. If you can concentrate on anapanasati, just look at everybody. Open your eyes and, oh, repulsive never. They are body. Okay. Smelly. Correct or not? Cut attachment to, in this way. Then it also can get happiness. The true things. You see all the sufu and xiali without hair. How beautiful. Beautiful or not beautiful? Except me, okay? Beautiful or not beautiful? Very beautiful, okay? So if you want to become beautiful, you need to shape your hair, okay? Very messy, okay? Early in the morning, how busy you are, we don't need to worry about our head, you know? You had without comb, what the, your head, can you come out to the meditation hall? Immediately, can you come or not without combing on your head? You know? So tomorrow and in the morning when you wake up, please stand in front of the mirror. Look at it, how look you are beautiful or not. Okay? If you feel not beautiful, please come. Many sufu are ready for you to shake. 好不好? No answer. Only 1% agree about that. Okay. Yes, it's good. And number 10 is anapanasati, contemplating about breathing, in breath and out breath. There are also one kind of meditation object, but mostly we are practicing anapanasati. So if you feel good continuously trying with anapanasati, you don't feel difficult, trying to change for a while about all your meditation object make you happy and they make you happy. After you got happiness, and trying to come back to the anapana object, breathe on the breathing slowly, trying to breathe, and trying to be happy with the breath. Then after 20 minutes of concentration, you will get nimitta. Because you can't control your mind for 20 minutes, that is difficult. to get anapana nimitta. So control again, again, until you get a nimitta. When you get the nimitta, the beginning different colors. Some people will see cloud and yellow color, blue color, and sometimes you can feel the side of your face. Any colors appear to you, doesn't matter, just keep it. And also trying to continuously concentrate on the breathing. Don't let go of your breath, the main object. And so any color, let it be white. And then slowly the color will change to the second level of nimitta, turn into the white and bright, and come and approach to the nostril slowly. So come and approach, and the white also standing to concentrate on the breathing. Then after for a while, concentration become deeper and deeper, then slowly change to the like a diamond or clear water or the kind of very bright morning star, like that, they come and stop here. Automatically by where happen by concentration. Sometimes people will see is the nimitta is here, the bright light here. You know that the nimitta must be here. So what they did? Please come down, huh? Go and call nimitta to push, must be in front of me, in front of the nostril. Don't do that. It's just nimitta is kind of because of concentration mind producing that is a chitta rupa, we call it. You know, produced by your mind, so that it's connected with your mind. That's also the mind is for because of concentrating on the breathing. So from anapanasati. So we can't let go yet our the main object of the breath. Then we could keep it with the breathing, then slowly concentration level, we can qualify, then automatically when the light will come and stop it. The more you push, the more will run away, okay? So then it will be naturally come and stop for a while, then only you can concentrate on the nimitta. When you start to do absorption to the nimitta, we have to be very careful. This is sometimes when the nimitta come and stop, and then as soon as the nimitta come and start, the mind start to do absorption. It's too early for you to absorb. Because of the nimitta is not yet stable, and the mind is going and pushing, the nimitta can be disappeared too. So then because it's not stable yet, so we have, although come and stop also, we still need to concentrate on the breathing until the nimitta is really stable. When the nimitta is stable, only trying to overlook and trying to look at that nimitta by your mind, not by your eyes, okay? Just concentrate and watch and carefully. And don't go inside the nimitta. Sometimes the mind focus, penetrate inside of the nimitta. So that's reason the nimitta easily can spread to the everywhere. That is not so good for your absorption. The object cannot disappear. The object needs to be very clear. So that's reason don't go inside the nimitta. Don't penetrate inside. Just overload in the trying to concentrate on the surface of the nimitta. So just look at it and happily watch, and also the mind don't go and stop in the nimitta. Some people think that absorption, the mind must stop on the nimitta. On contemplating, then after that they never contemplate again. After vitakka, we don't have vichara. Vitakka means applying thought, knowing of the object, this is anapana nimitta. Vichara, sustained thought, means continuously need to awareness on that object. We need to repeat again and again in your mind. This is nimitta, 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 and the whole sitting, 1 hour or 1.5 hour absorption. Then only your mind is really stick with the nimitta object. If not, the mind go and stop there without contemplating, without knowing on the object. After for a while, the mind is start to get drawn to the bhavanga. Although you have nimitta, the mind can draw to the bhavanga also, because of not enough mindfulness. You are not continuous with mindfulness object. There's reason, and then the mind concentration can drop also. That's because of that, when you do absorption time, you have to be very careful. Stay in the awareness on the nimitta on the surface, and then slowly you feel this nimitta in the mind in full sensation. And you feel very happy, and you feel very satisfied, and then you don't feel pain in your body. You feel very light and very comfortable. From there start, you can go to the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. I already explained how to practice, no? Until fourth jhana. So we can practice anapanasati, we can practice until fourth jhana. No? After you go to fourth jhana, from the anapanasati, If you want to practice vipassana, also easily you can practice from there. If some people want to practice sake power, also based on that anapana fortuna, we still need to practice kasina meditation, 10 kinds of kasina we have. So each kasina we can practice until 8 jhana. No? And the ajana in the first, like the white kasina, the color kasina, we have four kinds of kasina. So yellow, white color, yellow color, red color, and brown color. Color kasina plus four elements. Earth kasina, water, fire, and the wind. And also space and the light kasina. We have 10 kinds of kasina. Each one we have to practice first jhana and the eighth jhana. How to practice fifth to the eighth jhana, okay? So based on the white kasina meditation, we choose it. If we can start from the skeleton, one of the image of the skeleton, trying to concentrate on that. Think about that as a skeleton, until you feel very familiar and very happy with the object. So when you get a skeleton, white skeleton on there, we try to contemplate that white. Then after for a while, the whole skeleton becomes very white, the whole cycle of white like that. Then when you get a stable about a white object, then trying to spread slowly. Depends on your parami. Some people have very good parami. Parami means previous practice. In the past, like you might practice about kasina meditation. So for the kind of people, when they start to contemplate on that white object, and if they want to spread within short moment, they can spread everywhere, every direction. Some people might be a bit difficult to spread in this way, so we need to take time and slowly, a few inches of cycle, another few inches, another few inches, and then slowly, everywhere we need to see, we need to feel about the white object. After we feel the white object in everywhere, trying to focus in front of you, the original white object like this, then make it stable, and then trying to concentrate on that. First jhana to fourth jhana, same as anapana, this one we can do it. Who can practice until first to fourth jhana or and then first to eighth jhana? After they die, if they want to go to the Brahma range, so the because of that jhana, based on that jhana, after you die, you also can reborn in that place. No? So who practice until first jhana to fourth jhana, after you die, okay, based on the first jhana, the person before they die, they can do, if they can do absorption, immediately after they die, they were reborn in the first jhana range. We had three layers on first jhana place. No? Who emphasize on second jhana, so after they die, immediately they also can reborn in the second jhana Brahma range. First to the fourth jhana and the fourth jhana, they have still have body form, but very subtle, there is a Brahma. You know, this is Brahma range. So from the fifth jhana to eighth jhana, there is arupa, immaterial in. We don't have body, no rupa. Only the consciousness are there. Only the mind. The mind pay attention on the arupa jhana feeling. So when to go to the Brahma range, out of the bodhisattva, many people had the kind of jhana practice. They have very strong concentration. So sometimes they have the idea that because of this body, we had to suffer a lot, we had to get sick, we had to die. We don't want body. After we die, we just want to stay with the mind. It is true? Do you have that kind of idea? Oh, don't have. You still love your body, okay? So that's because of refusal of body. I don't want body. I want to let go of my body. I just want to stay with the mind. For the kind of people, the mind they have been practicing, fifth jhana, sixth jhana, seventh jhana, eighth jhana, which place you want to go, you will emphasize on that jhana. After they die, they were reborn in there without body, only the consciousness. After fourth jhana, for practicing, if you want to go to the fifth jhana, we have to take it the original object again. For the white kasina, we take it a white object again. So on that white object, you need to concentrate deeply, penetrate like a microscope. Your mind need to be very sharp, you know. So you can see on your skin, look at it. Do you see the hole? Can you see? Got the sweat come from that hole, you know? So you can. Because if your eyes power is good, you can see. the eye's power is no good, cannot see where is the hole, okay? You just feel the skin, okay? So that's the reason we have to use spectacle, powerful spectacle to focus, and slowly you can see that. Same as that, just now the white object, original object, white color, now we want to penetrate. And so just focus slowly, slowly, by with concentration. Then after 4 1 you will see a small, small holes, many small holes. No? So when you see about the small hole, the mind trying to concentrate on that small hole, then to penetrate inside, then it's just in the space. No? Then you will feel after 4 1 the mind is really going inside the space in freedom and also boundless. You can't see anything. Only consciousness are hanging inside the air, you know, inside the space. So the mind is very comfortable, very quiet, a lot of equanimities, don't know anything, just knowing about space, very freedom feeling. This we call fifth channel object. So they can stay 1 hour, 1.5 hour with this object. No? And then go into the sixth channel, very quick. No? So then the beginning, fifth channel object is the space. Now going, when you concentrate on the fifth channel object, knowing on the space, the time you have the feeling about equanimity and one potent of the mind. It's very strong. So you will feel the feeling in your heart base, all the knowing, contemplating on that fifth jhana object. So the feeling in your heart base, now we want to practice sixth jhana object. Sixth jhana object is consciousness, knowing about the feeling and consciousness. So, just now we concentrate on space, now our intention, direction, we're not in the space, not on the space. The mind will push back to your heart base area, trying to contemplate on the feeling about equanimity and one part of the mind feeling, trying to feel more and contemplate more in your heart base. This knowing, contemplating on your heart base and from the consciousness is this sixth jhana object. Another one is a level 7 jhana. Level 7 jhana object is nothingness. Now many people know and they emphasize about practicing about nothingness. It's just nothingness for rupa. This is for the arupa jhana. And also nothingness for body and the mind is nibbana. So we need to differentiate. No? So for this nothingness, it's just now the fifth jhana object is the space. Sixth jhana object is the consciousness, knowing of the feeling. So when your mind from the fifth jhana to switch to the sixth jhana, because of the mind coming to the consciousness, the fifth jhana object it disappear. Okay? So the disappearing of the object of the fifth jhana, we call the nothingness, no rupa, nothing, or nothingness of the object. This we contemplate on nothingness is seventh jhana object. Then slowly after that, eighth jhana is we contemplate again. When you get a nothingness feeling, you feel very calm and very quiet. And then slowly, slowly, your mind is very, very subtle. Thought process level is very subtle. Sometimes you will feel it, sometimes don't feel, really feel it. The mind is very subtle. Because of that, number 8 jhana is neither perception or non-perception. Sometimes you will feel it, sometimes don't really feel it because of too subtle. When the mind is gloss, thought process is gloss, you really feel it, obviously. Because of two subtle, you don't really feel it. This we call number 8 jhana. So we can contemplate that nothingness is the better, nothingness is the best. And then contemplating in this way is 8 jhana. So first the 8 jhana, you can practice from white casino in this way too. In this way, we can practice for 10 casino, first to 8 jhanas. And then we have 14 steps for the psychic power. You need to practice 14 ways. Okay, 14 ways means first jhana to 8 jhana is one way. 8 jhana to first jhana is second way. Okay, and then also first to jam, second jhana, no need to practice. First to the third jhana. Third jhana to fifth jhana, jam in this way. And the kasina jam. So all 14 ways. Next time if you want to practice, I will explain more. Okay, now no time. Okay, so you can practice 14 ways. After based on that 14 ways, if you have your parami is good, you can get psychic power. You can see many past life, you can see truly whatever you want to know, divine eyes or any kind of power. Why we are not really emphasizing about psychic power, but one thing is why you really need it. When next time you practice vipassana, only you practice for four jhana concentration. Who had only four jhana concentration, when they look at a past life, they couldn't see many things. They just see about just nama and rupa for why only. They don't know many things. They couldn't see many things and many cause and effect. Who has psychic power, how many things they want to realize, how many people they want to realize, can see a lot of things and can know a lot of cause and effect. This is different. As Buddha had psychic power before he practiced vipassana, that's the reason he went to practice vipassana for all the beings or all the universe. He could take all the object and for the vipassana object. Because of his knowledge is deeper than others. Venerable Sariputra and Moggallana, and the second one, they also could see many, many objects because of their parami and concentration and the power or psychic power. But for a normal arahant, maybe they might get third jhana or fourth jhana concentration, they might see nama and rupa too, impermanent suffering, nonsense, but not deep and not so much at the Buddha and the Venerable Sariputra. So although same arahant, Buddha also arahant, Venerable Sariputra, normal arahant, other normal people also get arahant. But quality is different. Understand? The power is different because of the object of vipassana, how they practice is different. If you really want to get highest power or very powerful wisdom, you need to do psychic power and practice vipassana deeply. But very difficult to get psychic power. Nowadays, not easy. You really need very, very strong concentration and parami. If cannot, doesn't matter. Based on the four jhana practice and this sort of one, just seeing for yourself. After sotapan, you try again, psychic power. And until you successful, after you successful, you trying to do it in this way. Also slowly, you can get powerful knowledge too, powerful wisdom too. So anyway, next Dhamma talk only I will explain one nama rupa again. So thank you for your patience. And please try either what you want, either psychic power or vipassana, trying. Come for interview, I will explain. Okay. Thank you very much. Please don't talk too much in the room, Okay? Yes. So I will come and check all of you, okay, sometime. And in the morning when some people not come for the sitting, no? Stay and could see the light, you know, shine the torchlight. I don't know who is that, you know. So please come every sitting if you are okay. At least you are not sick or any medical problem. Then only we allow you to rest in the room. And the right is please come for the sitting. Are you lazy? Lazy with your meditation practice? Or happy? Why so little? Do you understand? Translate? When you do good things, if you are not happy, lazy, or boring, or unhappy, definitely after you die, you will go to the down, no? Downstairs, not upstairs, okay? So be careful. So not happy, also trying to be happy, and trying to be, and then you need to contemplate in just now what I have explained. Trying to be happy with your meditation sitting. Can get jhana or not, doesn't matter. Trying to be happy with what you are doing now, with wholesome object. Then only you will get a lot of good karma. No? Thank you very much.